Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavagetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle A.
A man finds a treasure in another's field, hides it, buys the field to get it all for himself. How American. But it ain't fair. This is simple theft. Actually, the rabbis actually debated about these kinds of things, interestingly enough. Because if you didn't have banks, where did you put the money? Certainly not the kind of moral lesson you'd expect from Jesus, is it? He's making a point. Some things are so valuable that one should take drastic action to gain it. The kingdom of God should be that valuable to you and I. So it begs the question, are you willing to go to extreme lengths to gain the kingdom? Are you willing to pay the price? Hands up. Let's see. I got a kind of a half there. I'd like to imagine I would. In my dreams. Honestly, I quickly choose my desire over God's plan. I cling more tightly to my ego than to His love. And sadder yet, I prefer my sins more than His way of living. Honestly, it's easier to ask for forgiveness rather than to ask the really hard question, Lord, where do you want me to grow up? Pardon this side here. When I was pastor at St. Dominic's, this person came into the confessional. And he said to me, his habitual sin, you know, the old tired ones we keep on confessing? And I actually gave him that advice. Hey, I'll make you a bet if you ask where God really, really wants you to grow and work on that, your tired old sins will begin to fall into place and you'll kind of move forward. Well, 4 years later, the guy is back. And he says, I want to thank you. And of course, I didn't remember at all. He had to tell me the whole story again. Sometimes what we really need to do is let the Spirit guide us instead of thinking we're going to ever be good enough for God. But I have to admit, I wish I was more daring. As that treasure finder, or as determined as the pearl collector. At least they really knew what they wanted. But that's a challenge of today's parable. How much do I really, really want the kingdom? How willing am I to live the kingdom now? Or do I simply put the kingdom off to some far distant day? You know, we all have our ideals. But is it a value? Now, I think I went over this. See how many remember. You know, we all have our ideals, right? But an ideal is not a value, right? What two books do you own that if I were to look into it would tell me what is really valuable to you? What are those two books? Come on, some of you know. Your checkbook, your calendar, your day planner. It's where you spend yourself, sacrifice yourself, that identifies what is a real value to you and not just some pious ideal. That's what parables are for. Challenging us to separate our ideals from our values. If I spend time with them, no wonder I avoid looking at them. These parables force me to ask, is the kingdom of God a value or merely an ideal? They ask me to be a risk taker, to risk living in a new way. It doesn't ask for perfection, but the risk of growth. But I want to suggest to you, let's take it from a different tack today. They reveal more. I mean, Jesus wasn't reading these parables to us as if from a script. They are Jesus' own reflection on his own efforts and experiences. They say a lot about Jesus himself. They reveal more about God's determination and Jesus' dedication than my own to the kingdom. You know, God is bloody well drastic. He's drastic. He's more drastic in giving us the kingdom than I am in getting it. God was so extreme that the Word became flesh, that we might share in that kingdom, share in his divinity. Christ was so daring that he lived that kingdom to show us how to do it now. And of course, it got him nailed. Christ was so loving that he sold his very life to buy yours. God asks so much more of himself than he does of you. Can't I give a little more? He does it all for one reason. He wants you. You are the treasure he wants. You are the pearl of great price that he craves. Do you believe it? Do you believe it in your gut? If you're like me, you have a hard time feeling it. I know my unworthiness. It's a fact. But thanks be to God, it is not my love and holiness that decides the issue. It is his. It is Christ who won the victory for us. You know, we would have heard this idea if we had simply read two more lines in that second reading. Paul tells us, actually, it's almost more like a cry. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, will he not also give us everything else along with him? Who will bring a charge against God's chosen one? It is God who acquits us. Who will condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, rather was raised, who intercedes for us. Do we have to be afraid with all that? Don't you get it? He wants you all that much. You are the treasure, the pearl of great price that God wants. Strange to say, it's not our sinfulness or brokenness that gets in the way. Rather, it is our refusal to be God's treasure. Christian life is all about being open to the Father's love and docile to the Spirit, transforming us to be kingdom people now. But for his love to be effective, you got to let it in. You have to say yes. A yes to being forgiven. A yes to being loved. A yes to loving. a yes to growing. The medieval theologian said it succinctly: God moves by attraction, not by coercion. God will not force. He invites. He invites you to be the treasure. Will you say yes? And the reason is simple. Lovers want to become each other's treasure. Lovers should want to become each other's treasure. Sadly, friends and lovers often become lukewarm. We want love, but often not love's discipline. Any treasure we have, any pearl we possess, is only as valuable as our attentiveness and appreciation. Are you attentive and appreciative to the ones you say you love? Can you be more so? You know, sadly, too many loves failed. So many friendships falter on the rocks of inattention. Too readily we took our treasured ones for granted. Any treasure we have, any pearl of a person, is only as valuable as the time and gratitude we give them. Wasn't that precisely Solomon's failure? God graced him. Yet one so wise became so distracted. Maybe he had too many wives. And so foolish. God's gifts are like that. They remain only as long as you use them for others. Forgiveness, love, friendship remain only as vibrant as you're continuing giving them to others. But there's that last nasty little parable, right? The dragnet of fish. The thought of God's final judgment is like cold water in our faces. Then the righteous will be separated from the wicked as edible fish from the inedible. Yikes. In our judgmental world, we seem to miss the point. God will weigh the hearts we've made for ourselves. He will weigh the hearts we've made for ourselves. Any threat people hear in this parable is more our projection than God's good news. Remember, he has won the victory. But you got to accept it. Sadly, our definition of righteousness decides the meaning of the parable. Is it the righteousness of the Pharisees based on achieved moral perfection? Then we're all in trouble. Or is it Jesus' gift of the kingdom, freely accepted, freely lived, freely shared, not perfectly often, but nonetheless freely as gift? Then we've hope, because Christ won the victory. You know, righteousness goes beyond law. It's all about relationship with God and with others. It comes down to a simple question: are your relationships to God and to others a yes like Jesus? You know, not messing up does not go far enough. Connecting and living the kingdom values are the tasks of our life. I don't mean a mere yes of feeling, but a yes made concrete in the gift of time, made real in sharing oneself, made solid in living Jesus' way now. What makes us inedible to God are the no's we give too often to others. Too often we can say, no, I won't forgive. No, I won't love you. No, I won't help you. I know there are too many self-serving no's in my life. That yes to God and to others begins with a spirit of awareness and thankfulness for God's love first. It grows with the risk of trying to live the kingdom. So I say yes to God. Say yes to being God's treasure.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.